This place is beyond amazing. There are books stacked nearly to the ceiling. And all these winding pathways. Oh, man. When you said you were taking me to a bookstore, I didn't expect this. It's like a museum. Look at all these titles. Storybooks, cookbooks, fiction, history, comics, mystery, romance. Oh, look over there. There's even a little path to a nook with a chair back there. We have to take a look. Come on. Oh, I wonder what they keep back here. Let's see. A thirst for knowledge. The heat of summer. A dance of desire. My bad. This is the erotica section. No wonder it's so secluded and small back here. Oh, did something catch your eye? Wow. That book looks old. What's it called? The Lord of Elaine. What? You want me to read a chapter to you? Okay. I guess there's no one around. Let me see. This is way too embarrassing. And it's terribly written, by the way. I mean, this is just some maid who gets seduced by Lord of the Manor she works out. Cheesy. What? That's why you picked it? Of course you did. Trying to tease me, huh? Well, there's no way in hell. Why would I ever want to read this aloud? It's so... What? A reward? Something I'd like? Well, any dessert of my choosing before we go home, and something else. And you'll watch my favorite show with me as long as I want this weekend. Wow. Well, don't you drive a hard bargain. Well, not a whole chapter. Just, 3 pages. Well then, I guess you have a deal. Lucky for you, I don't like to lose. Well, let me just find a good first page to start on. And also, you never said I had to read it to your face, so I'm turning around and reading it to the bookshelf. And, I want vanilla ice cream and fudge brownies, by the way. You're gonna use your wallet. Alright, here we go. His figure loomed over me. He was a force, radiating with masculinity through his stance, his pride, and how he positioned his hands on my waist. What are you doing? Getting closer because you can't hear me? Jeez. Well, that's fine, but do you need to hold me like that? No, I don't mind. Keep going. Very well. What can I do for you, my master? I shakily got out. Without hesitation, he began gently kissing my neck. Why are you... Oh, God. The heat from your mouth on my neck. What do you think you're doing? Someone will find us back here. Yeah. It was nearly empty when we came in. And I guess that old lady was sleeping by the front desk. Shit. It does feel good. Keep going. Fine. Just don't get us caught, okay? And then ice cream, like you promised. Good. Where was I? Kissing my neck. I knew then how this would turn. I heard the rumors from the other servants about the Duke's insatiable habits. His patterns of taking housemaids one by one. And quietly, I think that I hoped he would come for me eventually. That I was next on the list. Yet still, as I looked out the window I had been cleaning, I was shocked at his next request. Do you need to breathe next to my ear like that? Why not? Well, it's rather distracting. The Duke's request? His voice trembled through me. A man used to giving orders. A man used to being obeyed. He said huskily, Turn around and remove your undergarments. Afraid I was going to receive a lashing, I shakily made it so. Oh, fuck. I can feel your hands under my skirt, babe. Rubbing. This is what you really wanted, wasn't it? To make me hot, reading this stupid thing. Don't pull them all the way down, just out of the way, okay? I was no longer able to see him, but I felt his palms rest against the swell of my behind. He muttered with a soft, dangerous tone, "My sweet retainer, have you been bedded by a man yet?" I quietly answered, "No, my lord. At least, not by one such as yourself." And that's when I felt his hand slowly massaging that secret place between my thighs. Shit. Hey, go a bit easier. I can't read with you circling my clit like that. Even with you holding me in place like this, you're just gonna press me up against the shelf. I can feel how hard you are against my ass. Fuck. Of course, I'll keep reading. I'm not losing to you. Where was I? Right. I squirmed at the touch. My lord, I whispered into the night. But all he said in response was, "Enough talking, maid. No more. Just feel." And so I did. His hands were firm, but not demanding, and he touched me as if trying to coax a gentle secret from between my legs. All too soon, I felt a cold absence as he drew away. No, don't. Why did you stop? You're playing the Duke? Oh. So, if I wanted you to keep going, I would have to read what comes next. Fine. You're cruel. Right. I tried my best to hold my astonishment as I felt the warmth of his breath. We can't. Not here. Someone will see. I know I'm wet. I don't really want you to stop. Okay. Right. His breath below. Instead, it was strange that a countrywoman was now bent before one of the most powerful men of the age, and as if he could read my thoughts, He ravaged me powerfully. His mouth claiming my secret place as his own. I can't keep going. I'm not with you like that. Your mouth is so hot. I'm too sensitive. Oh, with your tongue right on my glit. Feels so good. I give up. Don't stop. Please let me come, please. I don't want to get caught. Just quickly. Yeah, there we go. Just like that. I'm trying to be quiet. Feels so good. You make me feel so good. I can't stop. I'm getting close. I'm gonna. You little shit. You're lucky I love you. So, I'm not gonna kill you. Do you think anyone heard? No? Thank God. This bug? Oh no. I must have ripped it a bit when I held it. The lady at the front desk is gonna be so pissed. Well, I guess we'll just have to buy it then, right? And I can read the rest of it to you when we get home. Lucky you. I think you really like when I read it aloud to you, huh?